Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat Perek Yud Aleph. This perek continues to explore the 39 melachot. The last perek ended with the melacha of tzad, trapping, the first in the series of melachot involved in obtaining parchment and writing on it. The 8 melachot in this perek complete that series. Halacha Aleph. Hashochet chayav, velo shochet bilvad, ela kol hanotel neshama leechad mikol minei chaya uvhema vaof vedag vasheretz, bein mishchita, bein binchira, bein bahakaya chayav. Hachonek et achai ad shiamut, harei ze toledet shochet. The 29th melacha is shochet, slaughtering. Even killing an animal in some other direct manner, like by stabbing it or hitting it, is a form of the av melacha of shochet. Strangling an animal, that is, causing it to die by preventing it from breathing, is similarly chayav, but this is classified as a tolda, presumably because it is a less direct form of killing and does not involve spilling blood. Therefore, the Rambam continues, one is chayav for taking a fish out of water and leaving it to die. One is also chayav for killing an animal fetus by cutting the cord in the womb which connects it to its mother's body. Halacha bet. Remasim shehen parim veravim mizachar unkeva, o nehevin min ha'afar kmo ha'par oshin, ha'horeg otan chayav kohoreg beima v'chaya, aval remasim shavayatan min ha'galalim, u'min ha'peirot shiv ishu v'chayotzei behen, kigon tola'im shel basar v'tola'im shebetoch ha'kitniot, ha'horgan patur. Hamafle kelav b'Shabbat molel et hakinim v'zorkan, u'mutar laharog et hakinim b'Shabbat mipnei shehen min hazeah. Is one chayav for the melacha of shochet if he kills bugs? The Rambam distinguishes between bugs which come into existence through normal sexual reproduction, for which one is chayav, and bugs which spontaneously generate in feces or rotten food, such as worms, for which one is patur, though killing them is still asur. Fleas spontaneously generate from dirt, but these are considered equivalent to regular animals, so one is chayav for killing a flea. But lice come into existence in sweat, and it is entirely mutar to kill lice on Shabbat. Of course, modern science completely rejects the notion of spontaneous generation, which raises the question of whether it is permitted even nowadays to kill lice on Shabbat. Many poskim are lenient, reasoning that the heter to kill lice is a halachic tradition, which may be based on some additional reason, aside from the assumption of spontaneous generation. Others are machmir, though, both because we now know that lice don't spontaneously generate, and due to the possibility that the kina, which Chazal allow one to kill on Shabbat, may be a different animal from the modern-day louse. Halacha Dalet. Chayav remes shehen noshchin umemitin vaday, kegon zvuv shebemitzrayim, vetzirah shebeninveh, v'akrav shebahadayiv, v'nachash shebe'eretz Yisrael, v'chelev shoteh b'chol makom, mutar lehorgan b'shabbat kishyeira'u. U'sha'ar kol ha'mazikin, im hayu ratzin acharav, mutar lehorgan, v'im hayu yoshvin b'mkoman, o borchin milefanav, asur lehorgan, v'im drasan lefi tumo b'sha'at hiluchho v'haragan, mutar. One may kill on Shabbat any animal whose bite is life-threatening, like certain types of wasps, scorpions, and snakes, as well as a wild dog. If an animal which isn't one of these is running after a person, then he may kill it. This seems strange, as killing this animal to prevent it from hurting him is a melacha shenit zricha legufa, which for the Rambam is asur midoraita, and so shouldn't be permitted when there is no threat to life. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the Rambam only allows this in a case of safek pikuach nefesh, but other poskim who hold melacha shein tzricha legufa patur allow it even when the animal running after him poses no threat to life, for sure, but can cause him pain. Halacha hei, hamafshit min haor kedei lasot kamea, chayav, v'chein hameabed min haor kedei lasot kamea, chayav, v'echad hameabed v'echad hamoleach, shamlicha min iburhu. Ve'ein ibud ba'ochlin, ve'chein ha'mochek min ha'or kedei lasot kamea, chayav, ve'ezehu mochek, ze ha'ma'avir ha'se'ar o ha'tsemer me'al ha'or, achar mita o shi'achlik p'nei ha'or. The Rambam lists three melachot here. The 30th melacha is mafshit, skinning an animal, and one is chayav for skinning off even the small amount of hide needed to make an amulet. The 31st melacha is ma'abed, tanning, and the 32nd is mimachik, smoothing, the next two stages in processing animal hide, and the shear for each is the same as for mafshit. Tanning itself involves soaking the hide in solutions which strengthen it. The first stage, curing, involves soaking the hide in salt water to dehydrate it and prevent decay. One is chayav for ma'abed even for performing just this first stage of soaking the hide in salt water. The Rambam adds, ein ibud ba'ochlin. The malach of ma'abed, including salting, doesn't apply to foods, but we'll see more about this when we get to Perek Kaf Bet. Smoothing, mimachik, means scraping all hair off the hide so that it is entirely smooth. In the second half of Halacha Vav, the Rambam mentions a very common tolda of mimachik. V'chein ha-mimareach ritia kolshu, o shava o zefet, chayotze behen midvarim ha-mitmarchin ad shiachlik panim, chayav mishum mochik. One who smears, mimareach, wax or tar on a wound, a common method of bandaging at the time, is chayav for the milacha of mimachik. Just as the av milacha of mimachik involves smoothing the hard surface of the animal hide, the tolda of mimareach involves smoothing and molding a pliable substance into a desired form. For this reason, most poskim forbid spreading an ointment on the skin on Shabbat. The ointment can be put directly on the skin or dabbed on without smearing it, and a bandage may be placed on top even if this automatically results in the smearing of the ointment. Some poskim, including Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, are lenient to allow smearing if the ointment is entirely absorbed in the skin and nothing remains above the skin to be smoothed. Many don't accept this, however, so it should not be relied upon unless necessary. Poskim debate the permissibility of using liquid soap on Shabbat, as its thick consistency may make it subject to mimareach. It's recommended to dilute liquid soap and water for use on Shabbat. Halacha Zayin. Hamchatech min ha'or kdei lasot kamea, chayav, v'hu shiitkaven l'midat orko midat rochbo, v'yachtoch b'chavana, hu shihi melacha. Aval im chatach derech hefsed, o belo kavana l'midato, elek mit asek o kim sachek, harei ze patur. The 33rd melacha is mechatech, cutting the processed animal hide into pieces of specific size necessary for its intended use. The shiur is the same as for the last three melachot. Later in this halacha, the Rambam clarifies that mechatech applies not only to animal hides, but to metal and wood as well. Therefore, one who breaks off a small piece of wood from a large chunk of wood in order to use it as a toothpick is chayav for the melacha of mechatech. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this last din, but accepts the view of other Rishonim that the melach involved is not mechatech, as the toothpick isn't cut based on a specific measurement, but rather makeh bepatish, creating a kli. In Halacha Chet, the Rambam elaborates on cases similar to the last one. One may cut a piece of straw or grass on Shabbat, as these are pliable substances, unlike wood, which cannot be made into a kli. One may cut a piece of fragrant wood on Shabbat as a type of besamim in order to smell it, as this type of use isn't considered making the wood into a kli. Halacha Tet. Hakotev shtei otiot chayav. Hamochek ktav amnat lichtov bimkom amchak shtei otiot chayav. The 34th melacha is kotev, writing. This refers specifically to writing something which has meaning, not just scribbles, and the shear to be chayav is two letters. But if he writes the last letter of a sefer, then he's chayav even for one letter. Note the similarity to the malacha of oreg, weaving, which we saw in Perek Tet. There too, one is generally chayav only for weaving two strings. But if weaving one string completes the beged, then he is chayav for that smaller amount. Even one who writes two or more letters with the intent of ruining the surface on which he is writing, for example, graffiti on a wall, is chayav for kotev, because the chiyuv doesn't relate to the surface, but rather to the text being written. The 35th melacha is mochek, erasing. As erasing is generally a destructive act, one is chayav only if he does it in a constructive context, like erasing text in order to be able to write two letters in its place, even if the text erased itself is only one large letter which occupies enough space to write two letters. The erased material does not need to be text. Even one who erases ink or wax which fell on some surface in order to write two letters in its place is chayav for mochek. The Mishnah Berurah adds another case of constructive erasing, for which one is chayav, namely, erasing extra letters from a Sefer Torah, thereby making the Sefer Torah valid for use. One is patur for erasing in a destructive manner, but this is still asur midrabanan, and hence the Ramah forbids cutting a cake which has letters written on it. Note that this is a case of psik reishi in a malacha drabanan, as the person cutting has no specific intent to cut the letters, only the cake. This supports the conclusion of Mishnah Berurah, which we mentioned at the end of the last year, that the Ramah forbids psik reishi even in a malacha drabanan, unless there is a double drabanan, as we explained. Halacha Yud. Hakotev ot kfula pamaim vihi shem echad kigon rar tait gag chayav vakotev b'chol ktav u'b'chol ashon chayav vafilu mishnei simyonot. Even if one writes the same letter twice, he is chayav for the malacha of kotev. And the Rambam gives as examples the words rar, tait, and gag. From these, it sounds like one is only chayav if he writes a word, or two letters as the start of a word that one proceeds to write in full. But the Bir Halacha quotes Rishonim who believe that one is chayav even for writing two letters which do not form a word, nor even the beginning of a word. One is chayav for writing letters in any language and in any font, and even for writing symbols like digits which aren't letters but carry meaning. In Halacha Yod Aleph, the Rambam brings a number of cases in which one is patur, but the writing is asur midrabanan. Writing one letter, even next to pre-existing text, writing on top of pre-existing text, ktav al gabei ktav, and writing a double zayin when one intended to write a chet. Note that the form of the letter chet, as written in Stam, is two adjacent zayins with a small bridge connecting them on top. In Halacha Tet Zayin, the Rambam clarifies that ktav al gabei ktav is only patur if the ink used the second time is no stronger or higher quality than the ink used the first time. But if the second ink is stronger than the first, like a case of dio al gabei sikra, black ink on top of red ink, then the one who writes the second layer is chayav not once but twice, as the second layer both erases the first layer, the malacha of mochek, and is considered writing because of the added contribution of the stronger ink, the malacha of kotev. One is only chayav for writing two letters if the letters can be read together. Hence he is patur if he writes one letter on the ground and one on the ceiling, or one letter each on two sides of a hard writing tablet, such that they cannot be read together. But if he wrote the letters on two walls where they meet at a corner, or on two parts of a writing tablet which can be read together, then he is chayav. In Halacha Yud Bet, the Rambam adds that even if one writes two letters at two different times of day, in different locations and on different pieces of parchment, he is chayav, because the pieces of parchment, which are more pliable than a writing tablet, can in principle be brought to one place and placed next to each other, allowing the two letters to be read together. Halacha Yud Gimel. Hakotev ot achat, afapi shekorimena teva shlema, patur. Ketzad, kigon shekatav mem, vahakol korinota maaser, o shektava bimkom minyan, sharehi kami shekatav arbaim, harei ze patur, hamagia ot achat veasa ota shtaim, kigon shechilek gag haz achet, venaseit shnei zainin, chayav, vechein kol kayotze bazeh. One who writes one letter is patur, even if the letter has the meaning of a full word. For example, writing the letter mem, where it is understood to refer to the number 40, or on a food container, where it is understood to mean that the food inside is maaser. If a chet was accidentally written, even before Shabbat, in place of two zayins, and one corrects it on Shabbat to be two zayins, then he is chayav, as this is the equivalent of writing two letters, namely the two letter zayins, resulting from breaking open the chet. Halacha Yudalad. Hakotev bismolo, o l'achar yado, biraglo, befiv umarpeko, patur, iter shekatav bimino, shehilo kismol kol adam, patur, im katav bismolo, chayav, vashod b'shtei adav, b'shave v'chatav bein bimino bein bismolo, chayav, katan ochez v'kumus v'gadol ochez b'yado v'chotev, chayav, gadol ochez v'kumus v'katan ochez b'yado v'chotev, patur. One who does the physical act of writing in an abnormal manner, for instance, by holding the pen in his left hand, if he is a righty, in his foot, in his mouth, in his elbow, or holding it in the back of his hand and writing with his hand upside down, all these people are patur. A lefty is chayav for writing with his left hand, and patur for writing with his right hand. An ambidextrous person is chayav for writing with either hand. If a child holds the pen and an adult holds the child's hand and writes in this manner, the adult is chayav. The Mishnah Berurah adds that he is patur if the child has in mind to assist in the writing, as this is a case of shnaim shasa'uha. If the roles are reversed, then the adult is patur. Halacha tetvav. Ein hakotev chayav ad shiichtov b'davar haroshem ve'omed, kigon dio v'shachor v'sikra v'komos v'kan kantom v'chayotzei behem, v'yichtov al davar shmitkayem aktav alav, kigon or uklaf uniyar v'eitz v'chayotzei behem. Aval hakotev b'davar she'en rishumo nikar ve'omed, kigon mashkin u'mei perot, o shekatav b'dio al alei rakot v'al kol davar she'eno omed, patur, v'eino chayav ad shiichtov b'davar ha'omed al davar ha'omed, v'chein ein hamochik chayav ad shimchok k'tav ha'omed me'al davar ha'omed. One is only chayav for kotev if he writes with a durable material such as ink, and if he writes on a surface where the writing will last, like leather, parchment, paper, or wood. If he writes with some other material, like fruit juice or some other colored liquid, or on some surface where it won't last, like a leaf, then he is patur. Similarly, one is only chayav for mochek if he erases durable writing from a surface on which it was capable of lasting. In Halacha Tet Zayin, the Rambam adds that one is chayav if he writes on his skin, even though the sweat and warmth of the skin will eventually erase the writing. This is because skin, like leather, is fundamentally a surface on which writing can last. The heat and sweat, which will eventually erase the writing, are considered external factors, not disqualifying features of the surface itself. Writing on one's skin by scratching out the shapes of letters and blood is not considered the normal manner of writing, and one is patur for this. Note that writing in a manner which won't last, either due to the material or the surface, is nonetheless asur midrabanan, and therefore one may not write letters with his finger in sand or in ashes, or in condensed water vapor covering a window pane. It is permitted, though, to trace letters with one's finger in the air or on paper, as this leaves no imprint at all. Halacha Yud Zayin. Roshem toledet kotevu. Ketzad. Haroshem rishamim mitzurot ba'kochal uva sasar. V'chayotzei behen k'derech shat sayarin roshmin. Harei ze chayav mishum kotev. V'chein ha-mochek et ha-rashum letaken. Harei ze toledet mochek v'chayav. Roshem is the act of writing a meaningful symbol, like a picture, rather than a letter. One is chayav for doing this on Shabbat as a tolda of kotev. Similarly, one who erases one of these symbols in order to write it again in an improved manner is chayav for performing a tolda of mochek. Hamesartet kedei lichtov shtei otiot, tachat oto sirtut, chayav. Charashei ha'itzim shemavirin chut shel sikra al gabei hakora kedei shiyinsor b'shaveh, harei ze toledet mesartet, v'chein hagabalin shosim kein bavanim kedei shiyiftsal ha'even b'shaveh. The 36th melacha is misartet, etching straight lines on a parchment, even just scratching lines with a blade, adding no color, in order to prepare it for writing. The letters are typically written just below the lines, not above them, and so one who etches a line long enough to write two letters below it is chayav for performing this melacha. A carpenter who marks off with string the exact places to cut his wood in order to separate it into evenly sized pieces is chayav for performing a tolda of the melacha misartet, as is a stonecutter who does the same type of action on his stone.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.